Like many four-year schools, ECU offers students access to psychiatrists, therapists, and a crisis hotline through the university's counseling center. Students can get prescriptions for psychiatric drugs filled at an on-campus pharmacy, and school-wide programs to raise awareness about mental illness occur every year. Though suicide prevention is one of the goals of these services, ECU is one of many public universities that don't track the number of student suicides. Dean of Students Lynn Roeder says that's because it's hard to know if student deaths are intentional or accidental.
It's very, very difficult to keep track of something like that. We don't get coroner reports. We don't get autopsies. You know, unless parents would tell us, we don't really know.
Roeder says a correlation between student suicide rates and campus mental health services might not exist. And if it did, she says it would be difficult to prove, not only because the school doesn't track suicides. Roeder says patient confidentiality prevents the school from gathering data based on students' mental health records.
If a student has attempted their own life, we can't say whether or not they would have benefited for treatment or not, or if they were in treatment. That's the hard thing. Typically, when a young person or anybody is committed to taking their life, it's a very personal thing. It's not something they're going to reach out for help all the time.
Roeder says ECU has no plans to start tracking the number of suicides among students. UNC Charlotte was the only North Carolina school on the AP's list that consistently keeps record of student suicides. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.